Thanks for joining me on episode 979 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
I'm Derek Guajardo from Strong Life Coach. I encourage you to find your own journey to building your own strong life. And one way to be inspired to do that is by listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend Scott Mader.
And I would also say that comfort, in a way, makes you blind to that as well. Being comfortable with where you are often does keep you from being driven to find ways to expand. It keeps you from doing things that you're uncomfortable with. Welcome, and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world. In today's episode about investing in yourself through stewarding your talent, I talk with you about the difference between comfort, complacent, and contentment. I also share why these aren't always the same thing, but can serve different purposes in our life. And I also share why you can be driven while also feeling content. You've heard me talk about developing your talent, and one of the best ways to do that is through books. But if you're like most people today, it's hard to find the time to read. And that's why today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Go to inspiredstewardship.com/audible to sign up, and you can get a 30-day free trial. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from, and you can pick one and listen your way to developing your talents via Audible. That's inspiredstewardship.com/audible to get your free trial and listen to great books the same way you're listening to this podcast. Let's talk about comfort, complacent, and contentment. A lot of times we use these words as if they're very similar or they mean the same thing. If I go to the dictionary and I look up the definition of each, comfort says a state of physical ease and freedom from pain or constraint, or the easing or alleviation of a person's feelings of grief or distress. Complacent says showing smug or uncritical satisfaction with oneself or one's achievement. And contentment says a state of happiness and satisfaction. Notice these words, even in the dictionary, don't really mean the same thing. And let all too often we begin to think of if we're content, then that means we get complacent. Or if we're comfortable, it means we get complacent. We feel like these things mean that we can't be going after other things. We can't be looking to grow in some way. You know, the Bible says that contentment is great gain. And yet it doesn't say that complacency is, or even that comfort is. In fact, I would argue that the Bible actually calls out the fact that we won't be comfortable often, that we won't be desiring to just stay in the same situation, that we won't be stuck in some way, even that often we will be asked to do things that we're not comfortable with. Contentment is not the same as comfortable or complacent. In fact, true contentment keeps you from becoming complacent in a way, because it says, I am satisfied, but I'm still aware of deficiencies. I'm aware of danger. Where complacent is often blind to that because it's so self-satisfied. It's so convinced that you already know the answer. And the truth is, I can be content with what I have and yet also recognize that I need to get a little uncomfortable to really serve others well. I can look back on my life and find moments where I've had contentment. And if I'm honest, I can find moments where I haven't been content as well. They aren't the same thing, and they serve different purposes in our life. I think contentment is about recognizing the blessings that you have and still being okay with looking for more opportunities to serve others, to grow yourself, to grow others, and to do more in life. But complacency makes you blind to that. And I would also say that comfort, in a way, makes you blind to that as well. Being comfortable with where you are often does keep you from being driven to find ways to expand. It keeps you from doing things that you're uncomfortable with, even things that God is calling you to do, even things that you know are necessary for your growth and for your ability to serve others. Comfort keeps us from growing in that direction. Real growth happens outside of our comfort zone, and we are not asked to be comfortable. In fact, I would say as Christians, we are asked to be uncomfortable more often than not. I don't know about you, but talking to other people, public speaking, doing this podcast, writing a book, all of the various things that I've done and begun to work on to grow myself and to grow my influence make me uncomfortable. And they make me worried about getting arrogant or lack of humility or having complacency. And it's that worry that keeps me driven while I'm also content. The fact that I'm uncomfortable with the growth is a good thing, because if I'm uncomfortable, then I'm probably pushing myself in directions that are too big for me to do, but that doesn't mean they're too big for my calling or they're too big for God to drive me towards. Because that being driven in that direction towards the calling that is put on my heart, that's the thing that makes me uncomfortable. But it's also the very thing that I'm being called to do. And you have a calling on your heart as well. You have things that you're supposed to be doing. And yet I'd be willing to bet that sometimes comfort and complacency gets in the way. But contentment, gratitude, recognizing the blessings that you have shouldn't get in the way of you being driven. So you need to do a self-survey. You need to think, am I comfortable or am I content? Am I content or am I complacent? What is it that I'm feeling and what is holding me back from growing into my calling and serving others each and every day? Thanks for listening. Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you like this episode on the stewardship of talent, you can go over to inspiredstewardship.com/talent and sign up for our 5-week series on the stewardship of talent. Or if you're in the U.S., you can text 44222 talent tips, that's talent tips, to 44222 and get those tips. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.